Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh, welcome to another segment of Code Gurbani's The Sub of the Day. We continue our recitation from Asamala Panjama, Chant Kar Satma. And this is the second Shabad in that Chant. We will be reciting the fourth and concluding Chant. The theme so far began with a caution to wake up. The time was running out. Utth vanj vatavdeya, tain kya chiralaya? What's holding you? What is the delay about? There is things to do. So it is like an invitation. Make haste. Maulat punnadiya, because this time is opportune. It will not stay. So the Guru is really inviting us on the path of self-discovery, which we are told is wondrous, it's magical, it's delightful, and also destiny-fulfilling. That is our destiny, and that is what we should be engaged in, self-realization, to understand who we truly are, our authentic foundational selves. But patho mirg jive, we are stuck like a deer in headlights. In other words, we are paralyzed by the razzle and dazzle of worldly pleasure. And the deer cannot escape unless it knows how to. And then there is the example of the fly caught in molasses. Mithe mukh mua kyon le udari. There's the example of hasti gart paya. This is lust driving the elephant and becoming trapped. So in a situation like this, it is difficult indeed to break through that barrier. Tarana duhila bhaya. The result is that these are all obstructions in our path. But we need the Satguru. Nanak Satguru Baj Mutha Manumukho Ahankari. We need the Satguru because we are stuck in the structure of our ahankar, our ego, because we are referencing everything with the ego. And that is our barrier. We can't see beyond that. It is our blind spot. So now in the concluding stanza, the Guru tells us how to go about it. Like the devotee, follow the devotees, he says. Harke das jime lag prabh ki charani. Jime harke das. Attach yourself to the self. In other words, cultivate an affinity, a devotion to it. Kanth lagaye liye tis thakur sarani. The master, the thakur, embrace him. Accept the master. Bal budh gyan tyan apna aap naam japaya. So if you do that, if you submit to the Satguru, then the har, the self, will indeed step forward and grant you with the strength, the wisdom, the awareness, and attention. In other words, it will motivate you. Bal budh gyan tyan apna aap naam japaya. It reciprocates. You have to have that faith. Sadh sangat aap hua aap jagat taraya. It manifests in the company of evolved individuals. It manifests as the silence of the mind. ਰਾਖ ਲੀਏ ਰੱਖਣ ਹਾਰ ਹੈ ਸਦਾ ਨਿਰਮਲ ਕਰਨੀ ਰਾਖ ਲੀਏ ਇਟ ਪ੍ਰਿਜ਼ਰਵਸ ਇਟ ਪ੍ਰੋਟੈਕਟਸ ਦ ਹਰ ਦ ਸੈਲਫ ਫਰੋਮ ਵਾਇਸਿਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਡੀਡਸ ਦੈਟ ਆਰ ਅਨਡਿਜ਼ਾਇਰੇਬਲ ਐਂਡ ਕੀਪਸ ਅਸ ਔਨ ਦ ਸਟ੍ਰੇਟ ਐਂਡ ਨੈਰੋ ਨਿਰਮਲ ਕਰਨੀ ਨਾਨਕ ਨਰਕ ਨਾ ਜਾਹੇ ਕਬਹੂੰ ਹਰ ਸੰਤ ਹਰ ਕੀ ਸਰਣੀ ਸੋ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗ੍ਰਾਸਪ ਦ ਹਰ ਇਨ ਇਟਸ ਐਕਸਪ੍ਰੈਸ਼ਨ ਐਸ ਦ ਸੰਤ ਦ ਸੰਤ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਦ ਗੁਰ ਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਸੰਤ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਦ ਸਾਇਲੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਸੋ ਦ ਸਤਗੁਰ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਐਨ ਐਮਬੋਡੀਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਹਰ ਵਿਲ ਲੀਡ ਯੂ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਾਇਲੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ So what the Guru is saying in the Shabad is that once you are abiding in the shelter of the Har, in the silence of the mind, the anxiety of death will leave you because you will see through the illusion. You will see through the illusion of the ego, and your actions and deeds will become pure in the sense that they will be dedicated to the service of humanity. That is exceeding one's limitations. That is evolving to another stature. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.